Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishmas Ayim Yakashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. The Gemara in the end of Amud Beis wants to bring a raya that you could call one son B'nei Loshon Rabin, plural, from the Pasuk that says U'B'nei Dan Chushim. The son of Dan is called Chushim. There's only one son and it's Loshon Rabin B'nei. Says the Gemara, maybe that's not the reason, but the reason is, like Tanav Yechizkiyo, Sheu Merubim Kechushim Shekonin. There was many like the reeds. They grew, they had so many kids. And that's why it says, Bnei Eloshon Rabim. As the Marsha points out, that he brings the Medrash that tells us that Dan's kids were so many. Even though Dan was only one son, he had so many kids afterwards, so we compare it to Shevet Binyamin, the Medrash says. Shevet Binyamin, Binyamin had 10 children. But the next generation, the number of people in the Shevet Binyamin were less than Shevet Dan. There was only one child. And the way the Medrash says it is that, according to one of the Mefarshim in the Medrash, when Binyamin came into his father to get a bracha, so he looked, if he had many kids, he had 10 children. So Yaakov Avinu gave him a bracha, he should have grandchildren, and it was a nice bracha. But when Dan went into his father, he had only one child. He was a little sad. He was a little upset. I have only one child. So then Yaakov Avinu gave a great bracha to Dan to have many children, and that's why he had so many. That's called Bnei Dan Chushim, Sheu Merubim Kechushim Shekonin. And the Maral adds to it that Konin reads, they grow a lot at one shot. And also Bnei Dan in one generation grew so many, and they had so many kids in one generation. So it comes out, according to our Gemara, there are two options. What's the reason it says Bnei Dan Chushim? Either because one son is called Bnei, or because he had so many kids in the next generation. The Maharsha points out that the same Medrash that he mentioned before, it's Bereishis Rabba Tzagdal Tes, brings a third explanation. The Medrash there brings what we discussed early in the Masechta, that when Am Yisrael, the children of Yaakov Avinu, are coming to Mitzrayim, you count the number of people, there are 69 people. But it says, Shivim Nefesh. Who is the number 70? So the Gemara earlier said that number 70 is Yochevet. The Medrash there brings a few other explanations. Who's the number 70? One explanation is that Kadosh Baruch Hu's counted as number 70. Or Yaakov Avinu is the number 70. Or Serach Bas Asher was the number 70. But one explanation the Medrash brings is that Chushim Ben Dan was considered to be the number 70. What does it mean, Chushim Ben Dan? He's already counted as one of the 69. So the way the Maharsha explains it over here, and that's how the Eitz Yosef explains it in the Medrash, is that Chushim was considered to be two. Because he had so many children in the next generation, so that's why he's considered to be two people. And that's what the Torah says, Bnei Dan Chushim. Chushim, even though he was only one kid, he was counted as twice. And that's what reached the number 70 when coming into Mitzrayim. The Maharsha asks on that because in the Torah, when the Torah brings the number 70, the Torah also gives a sub-sum for each family. And it says that the Bnei Leo, the sons of Leo, were 33 people, and the sons of Bila were 7. According to this Cheshbon, they were counting Chushim as 2, so Bila, where Dan came from, is counted as another kid. And the sons of Leo has one less kid. So it should be 32 from Leo and 8 from Bila. So the small summaries don't add up to this. That's what the Rasha asks and stays with the Tzorech Iyun. And just to conclude this whole cheshbon, there's a beautiful vort that's brought down the Sefer Avnei Shoyam. The one it brings is the Sefer Pinim Yekorim in Parshas Vayigash. The Medrash contains and says that in the Torah of Remeir, it doesn't say Bnei Dan Chushim. It says Ben Dan Chushim. It says Lashon Yachid, singular form. So it says the Avnei Shoyam, what's pshat? What does it have to do with this sugya? It says like this. We have find two main answers. Who is the number 70? The Gemara in Bo Basra, Daf Kuf Chof Gimel, tells us number 70 was Yochevet, that she was in the womb at that time. She was not born yet. And according to the Medrash, number 70 was Chushim, the son of Dan. He says like this, Remeir Shita is the Uber Lav Yerech Imoy. The fetus is not considered to be part of the limbs of the mother. He's considered to be his own entity. But Rabbanan argue, and they hold Uber Yerech Imoy. When the Gemara says that Yochevet is considered to be his number 70, if you hold an uber yerech imoy, meaning that a fetus is not his own entity, how can you count it as one of the boyin lemitzrayim? It's still in the womb of the mother. So therefore, Rabbanon old, you can't say that your chevet is number 70. So who's going to be the number 70? According to this, Pshat in the Medrash, Chushim. That's why it says by Chushim, B'nei Don Chushim. But Rameir that holds Uber Lav Yerchimoy, the fetus is considered to be his own entity. He can say the number 70 is your chevet. So he doesn't have to say that Chushim is the one who's is making the number 70. So Rameir in his Torah, it says Ben Dan Chushim. It doesn't say B'nei Dan, it says Ben Dan, Loshon Yochid, singular form. Nice cheshbon that works well according to this third explanation of the Medrash. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.